Hi everyone, it's John Shushani, the host of the June Founder Series. In our conversations, we're highlighting the people and stories behind the brands we love. Each founder is moving the needle in how we think about living happier, healthier, and overall better quality lives. Enjoy. Awesome. Okay, great. We're here with Dr. Sur Gabbi, founder and CEO or co-CEO of Calligenics. He's an executive. It doesn't matter. To kick things off, Sur, thank you so much for being here. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're working on?
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. This is really fun. I'm looking forward to this conversation. So a little bit about myself. I live in LA now. I was born and raised in Israel. I grew up in Chicago. I did a lot of my training in Boston, New York, and here in LA. Between my college and postgraduate studies, I backpacked throughout South America for almost a year, which was incredible. Completely changed my perception and trajectory of my life. And along the same two-year hiatus that I took, I also lived in Tuscany in Florence and spent an amazing several months there. And then came back, continued with my training in the East Coast. And now I have a private practice, practicing as a prosthodontist in Brentwood part-time. And I am the co-founder of Calligenics, where I'm leading the company's scientific and developmental arm. And as a team, we're essentially integrating nutrition, lifestyle, and DNA technologies that will ultimately lead to functional products for you and I. So,
awesome. I'd love to dive a little bit deeper into Calligenics and how you decided to hop in. I was digging around your website and I noticed the term holistic dentistry. Can you dive a little bit deeper into, you know, your background, your experiences, and how that led you to found Calligenics, and also a little bit maybe deeper into the product?
Absolutely. I think, you know, the word holistic has many different meanings. For me, holistic is having like a global approach to treatment planning when I'm with the patient. And basically uniting a lot of different disciplines in order to ultimately offer a patient just the best path towards health, right? Early on in my residency, I did my fellowship actually in Columbia University in New York, and I developed a really strong interest for how nutrition and its link to wound healing. Because we were doing a lot of oral rehabilitations and reconstructions. And I was just curious about, you know, how your diet can influence a lot of the healing process. And so I got involved in some research there. And I then just really wanted to help people understand that relationship between your mouth, how you eat, and your life. So in my practice, I started offering personalized dental care that's like based on the patient's individual needs and their objective. And that's where I had the insight of like, wow, what if we can offer this to everyone, right? And that's how we kind of came up with along with my co-founder and I came up with Calligenics, because we were both just really unsettled with the lack of integration and the application of nutrition, lifestyle, and DNA. And we initially just wanted to bring awareness of genetics and nutrition to people. So I think, to me, like, it was about like honoring our biochemical and genetic individuality. And I felt that really early on in my career as a practicing prosthodontist. I wanted to bring this to everyone.
And from there, you know, getting into Calligenics, what is the company? What is the product? And curious also how it works on the back end, because there's been a lot of momentum and growth on the side of like genetic testing, like 23andMe. And curious how it all works.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So listen, we all heard of 23andMe, Ancestry.com, and a lot of other genetic testing companies, and they all have like a focus or an expertise, you know. So 23andMe, for example, you know, their focus is on population genetics, ancestry, which is basically the, you know, genetic composition of populations, which includes their distribution and changes of like our genotype or phenotype, and in response to like natural selection, right? Genetics, on the other hand, our focus is on nutrigenomics. For those who have never heard that term, it's basically the relationship between the human genome and our nutrition. So Calligenics, really, we're a biotech company. We create functional supplements that are based on your DNA. And we added another layer where we actually measure how effective our supplements are. And just like a company needs to pivot, so do us as individuals. So with our feedback loop or our biofeedback loop that we've created, we change your supplements to address your current needs, right? Yeah, we really identify genetic markers that impact our metabolism. And in the back end, what we're doing is we're receiving a lot of genomic data, and our role really is translating that data into consumer-friendly information and into actionable or functional products.
So I'll go on the website, and we could get maybe deeper into the go-to-market and how you guys started with the immunity-focused supplement that I've tried and enjoyed. But I get onto the website as a consumer. What does the experience look like? Do I first order a genetic test, take the genetic test, send it back to you guys, and then you guys will choose a supplement that's best for me?
So right now, the product that we did launch is Immunotype. The product that you're referring to is called Biotype. Biotype is a very, 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 very special product. And I think the reason it's so special is because we realize that the vitamin market really misses the mark. Like almost 70% of the U.S. Takes vitamins, but more than 92% of us are deficient. And because of vitamin deficiency, we've seen that a lot of it is correlated to chronic disease, right? And so Biotype, it basically addresses three core biologic pathways that impact all areas of health. And those biologic pathways, Jonathan, is inflammation, it's oxidative stress, and immunity. And so what we've done is that we give people the ability to know if their vitamins are working or not. Because do you take vitamins right now, Jonathan?
I just take yours and another one that I got from a company called Plant People that's focused on lung health, but it's like mostly like, I think it's like ashwagandha and astragalus and some other stuff. But not much more than that. No, I've like kind of dabbled between them, but.
Yeah. So, I mean, and so a lot of people are taking vitamins, and when I ask them, like, how do you know if it's working, you know? And they're almost like kind of like they're shocked that I ask them that question, but it's true. how do you really know if it's working? And a lot of us to date rely on marketing to convince us that, you know, this product is working or not. But we really wanted to bring science to wellness, and so we're doing it. We're utilizing genomic testing. You know, it's a combination of DNA testing and RNA testing, which is our repeat test that measures how effective our supplements are working for you. And then we display kind of like the positive effects of the supplement consumption, right? To show you that it's working. Because if I show you that on a biochemical level, certain biomarker levels that were once imbalanced and now are at a state of homeostasis or balance, then it will entice you to continue taking our supplement, right? Or at least taking, following some of our lifestyle recommendations. So that's kind of like the essence behind BioTime.
Got it. So that's really interesting. So, and you know, I'm learning as I ask you these questions. So your genome isn't going to change. Your genetic sequencing, all that is going to remain the same. So that's like a marker that is going to give you a little bit of insight as to like who you are, what your genetic disposition is, maybe to certain diseases, et cetera. But then you guys are also testing biomarkers, and those are tested usually through blood testing and other types of testing in order to see how things are moving in real time.
Right. So we're actually all our testing is done through a cheek swab.
Cheek swab.
Yeah, it's all through saliva cheek swab. And you're correct in what you said is that DNA is static, right? DNA really tells us we're assessing genetic predispositions. It's a one-time test, right? Then we have what's called an RNA test. An RNA test has been traditionally used in the world of oncology. We use it to test how effective chemo radiation treatments are. And so what my co-founder and I did is we really took that test, modified the medical device, as opposed to it being IV or blood. We made it a cheek swab. The challenges that we encountered is that RNA is very unstable relative to DNA. And especially when you're sending kits by mail, just that transportation process could completely, destabilize it and render it non-usable, right? So that was one of our biggest milestones, identified or working with a company that can create a buffer that can maintain the integrity of the RNA. And so RNA measures gene expression. So just like you and I have a personality, so does our we express that our personality right through vocally. Our RNA is a form of it's a gene expression. It's your genes expressing themselves, and they create a certain expression, just kind of like music, right? And so what RNA does is it measures that. We measure to see how your biomarkers are expressing themselves based on, different lifestyle that you live, based on your diet, based on your exercise. And so this is what we're measuring, right? We're specifically measuring three main categories that I alluded to earlier, which is inflammation, oxidative stress, and immunity.
Cool. And as you're thinking about the immunotype versus the biotype isn't out yet, and you're thinking about customer acquisition and building your community more broadly, and there's been definitely a lot of momentum that has happened in like the supplement direct-to-consumer space, companies promoting themselves as more transparent, giving you a little bit more of insight into the supply chain, et cetera. Companies like Ritual, Seed, Care of Vitamins. How does that impact your own customer acquisition plan? And can you speak a little to that example? Like, is the goal to get someone to buy Immunotype and then build trust with them and then get them to upgrade or continue their subscription and go into the biotype? Or, maybe more broadly, how are you thinking of that?
So Immunotype was created in response to COVID-19 outbreak.
Got it. Okay.
And so Eliad and I, my co-founder, decided to stop what we're doing, which is the development of BioType, and kind of like congregate our team and think of a solution that would really, address immunity, right? Or enhance our immune system, right? And because that was more, it was crucial that we protect and supplement our immune system. And so we started to create a product that actually works, right? And it's DNA backed, it's evidence, it's DNA based, it's evidence backed, And it works with tandem with our body's ability to heal. So we've essentially identified ingredients that are biologically available. It's a combination of herbs, minerals, and vitamins, right? All of them that have gone through clinical trials, not our own, but through, they're like reference clinical trials. And we really put together just the right dose, the right amount, it's really best in class in terms of a formula to support your immune system. It doesn't require a DNA test, but it's backed by years, if not decades of DNA research. So, and now we're excited that in the next few months we'll be able to launch BioType, which is based on your DNA.
How did the launch? How has the launch of the Immunotype gone thus far? All according to plan, and how did you guys, like, what are you guys doing to get the word out on that, other than the podcast?
Nothing goes according to plan. You have a plan. It's nice, but you constantly are pivoting and learning and getting constant feedback. I think because we're very data driven in the way that we develop our supplements, we kind of have that same approach when we're dealing with customer acquisition, right? Right now, our products are available online, but most of our customer acquisitions are through a myriad of collaborations that we have. Mm. Some of the physicians, wellness centers, a lot of industry distributors, and there's been demand for white labeling our product, but it will be powered by Calogenics because they see the science behind it is really very, very strong. So yeah, it's something that we're working on day in, day out.
Cool. And as you think about the next 6 to 12 months, what are some major milestones that you guys are trekking towards, maybe as it pertains to the customers, new product launches? You mentioned BioType. Is there anything else in the pipeline that you're looking forward to in the immediate short term?
Yeah, absolutely. Major milestones. I mean, listen, we're really creating a brand new category. These are genomic based products, right? This category has never existed. The diagnostic tests have been around, but now pairing the test with the nutrition, right? Nutrigenomics makes it a lot more difficult to get the consumer to buy into it. And it's a category that really will enable people to measure how effective their supplements are. I think a major milestone for us, which we've pretty much crossed, is being accepted by the scientific community, right? Yeah. Which is huge. We're so fortunate that our team, the scientific team, are leaders in the industry. And I think our biggest milestone is really integrating BioType and our other genomic-based products into our platform, which I mentioned before, so that it's now accessible to everyone. And then adding artificial intelligence to our systems, which will ultimately perpetually optimize our recommendations, which will be really, really cool.
When you think about your journey from dental school and the extra specialty that you had to do, and you think about where you landed now, I don't know, taking a step back, maybe even reflecting on it, did you ever expect to get into this supplement category or to go? And what maybe sparked, I know your own journey, but is there anything else that sort of sparked the inspiration to get into starting a product or a supplement from being a practicing physician or doctor or dentist?
I never thought that I would be where I am today. But I can tell you that I remember this very vividly in my sophomore year in college. I took, because my background is in genetics, my my professor, I forgot her name. She was South African. She was so passionate about genomics, and it just completely, you know, it had such a positive impact on me, and I just found it incredible. And I know at that time I may have had the thought, I'm like, oh wow, I wonder what I would be able to do with genomics one day, you know. But it's funny that now I'm here and I'm actually, you know, that came to life. It's beautiful. So I'm really happy that this is the path that I took, and it was really, I don't know, it was just, I always wanted to create something that everyone can have access to. In my private practice, I treat a lot of patients, but it's exciting to me, and it's also a challenge for me to get this vision of mine to people outside of my private practice.
Well, it's really exciting. It's, you know, we met with you guys, you and Eliot, early in the whole process, and it's even getting my immunotype in the mail and just seeing your vision come into fruition, into a product was, it's really exciting. So congrats on what you've done so far. I'd love to switch gears a little bit and learn a little bit more about you, you know, as a health, between being a healthcare professional, a partner, an entrepreneur, a founder, any personal learnings that you've had around things like focus and wellness. And my first question in that sort of bucket is whether there's been any systems or tools that you've picked up over the years to stay focused and maximize your productivity as a leader.
I can tell you that whatever I do, I'm extremely passionate about it. You know, like that, and when I love something, I'm just inherently very focused, you know. Now, to even enhance on that is, I've always been writing. Keep with me, next to me, even it's next to me right now, it's a journal that from the moment I wake up till before I go to sleep, I write my gratitudes. You know, and anytime I think of something or something good happens, or I look for good things to happen, I write them down, you know, and that's something that's been like very, it just opens up my mind and it opens up opportunities for me as well. And, it really reminds me every day of how lucky I am to be alive and to have the opportunity to create what I'm creating, you know? So that's, journaling has been great for me, for sure.
I love that. And in terms of journaling, I think something I personally, I don't know if it's struggled with, but I think even the art of getting things out of your mind and onto paper is therapeutic and has value. But do you ever spend time looking back at what you've written in the past, and do you have any systems for going through your journals or going through your notes in order to like kind of reflect and better look at the path forward?
To be honest, not really. I mean, on occasion I'll sometimes look at journals that I wrote from like last year or a couple of years ago. Every time I do journal, I try to get even more clear on what my intentions are. Right. And that's just, it's basically getting more, just get clear on what it is that I want, what I want to achieve, what kind of purpose I want to have, what kind of impact I want to have on others. I guess I'm more like just focusing just forward on what's next.
Cool. And how do you, like, I guess that's pretty focused on mental, emotional health. Are there any other practices or things that you do in terms of just maintaining your well-being and keeping your cup full that have played an integral role as you've in your life, both professional and personal and business?
Yes. I exercise, of course. And I track my sleep, which like for me, it's so important. I mean, I use like, you know, I think you've seen it on me before. I wear the Oura Ring.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it's been very valuable and it's actually very actionable. And it's exactly what I'm, you know, we're attempting to do in with Calogenics and Biotype is create that feedback loop, right? So I can see how well I'm sleeping. And if I'm not, you know, I pivot, right? I make changes in order to improve my sleep quality and quantity, right? So I do that out in nature as much as I can. You know, it really calms me. It's good for my mind, body, and soul. I eat well, you know. It's really healthy, clean, I hydrate myself and I surround myself around really inspiring people, people like you and a lot of other my friends that like that motivate me, you know, all the time and inspire me to be like the best version of myself.
Super cool. I love that. In terms of any other products that you've tried outside of your own that you've been digging or things that you've been trying outside of Oura, anything else come to mind?
I mean, listen, I dabble with mostly Apple products, right? I like to see how they
Apple products.
Just, I mean, you know, just even the Apple Watch and just different ways that they're grabbing data from you, tracking it, and giving you insights so you can evolve and improve, right? I really believe in data-driven products. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in a one-size-fits-all product. So I look to... Yeah, I seek out products like, you know, we talked about Whoop or the Apple Watch, and anything that gives me kind of like a feedback, a biological feedback, so I can really see the changes and how effective the changes that I've made are. And I think that's what excites me about our future. I think in lieu of COVID, people have they appreciate much more the diagnostic testing and tools in order to identify certain diseases or even propensities to certain diseases or conditions. Right? And I see a future where a lot of the whether it's supplements or different products are going to be driven by data and less by marketing. And finally, science will trump marketing. Right, science will lead the way as it should. That's something that's exciting. Yeah,
I love that. It's so interesting to think about like these companies, whether it's 23andMe or I know Everly Well recently raised a massive round of funding, and thinking about the fact that they haven't gotten to the supplement game, and then thinking about consumers' openness. To testing, like you think about this past year, how many COVID tests one person might have gotten. Oh, I know I've at least had a half a dozen. And thinking about maybe where have other companies missed the mark? Like why haven't other companies that have been so strong in the testing game gotten into the world of personalized supplements? Like why haven't they jumped on that opportunity?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I mean, listen, I mean, I think the companies are, well, I think that's where we come in, right? We're trying to unite the two, right? With the diagnostic test and the supplements. And I'm not sure why companies haven't gone into that. I mean, we do see them right now more, like you said, the Everly Wells of the world just focus on the testing. Then we have companies like Care Of, which are kind of slowly introducing personalization, right? By having a quiz-based questionnaire in order to help you identify the right vitamin for you. But there's a lot of biases behind those Q&Rs or questionnaires. So I believe that the future for those companies are going to have to, if they want to, basically stick around, they're going to have to introduce diagnostic tests into the mix because the consumer is going to request it, right? They're going to want to know that, hey, are you truly honoring my biochemical and genetic individuality, right? It's just a matter of time that will be our next desire, right? And I'm glad that Calogenics will be in the forefront of that.
Yeah, I'm excited about that too. And you've mentioned, I think one of the last things I wanted to hit as I blanked out for a sec, you've mentioned to me that you've seen a naturopath in the past. Has that also impacted the way that you've, I don't know, thought about testing or thought about any sort of lifestyle shifts or changes?
Listen, the naturopath makes it more tests accessible to you, right? They're not just, they're uniting both Western and Eastern medicine, medications, supplements, techniques in order to help you, identify the root cause of the problem, right? And I think that's important. I think it's, I'm tired of just masking symptoms, right? We're all tired of it. And I think we need to open up to additional tests and techniques, even though they're not entirely evidence-based, right? But they are starting to get some traction and validity in the science world. So yeah, I mean, listen, I dealt with a health issue and I went that route and it served me well. And I went through a trial and error. I'm doing retesting and to track my progress and to optimize accordingly. And so right now, a lot of the consumers have to do this manually, right? This is something that we're trying to automate, right? Because the root of cause of a lot of conditions is inflammation. It's oxidative stress. So how do we mitigate these reactive oxygen species? And vitamins, minerals, herbs, these are super, super powerful antioxidants that can mitigate some of this. And I want to, Calogenics as a company wants to show you that we're capable of doing that. And we want you on this journey.
Okay. That's a great place to end. Let's get on the journey and let's hop on. Dr. Suhr, it's been awesome having you on here. I'm grateful for your friendship and for the things that we've learned from you and as a brand. And folks out there, please check out Calogenics. They're doing some awesome stuff. Stay tuned for the biotype that's coming out. And thank you again for being here.
Thank you for having me.